Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When I first got my apartment, I had got some knives from my uncle, and I knew my uncle. He had a checkered pass, and I didn't trust these knives because he was known for stabbing people. He thought it was funny.
He was known for it?
He was known for it. He thought it was funny. Like little steak knives, the ones with the point.
He was from St. Louis?
He's from East St. Louis.
Yeah.
That's, I think you're taking that out of context. We should focus on that.
St. Louis is a knife-toting city.
Yeah. He just thought it was funny. He'd be like, nigga, what are you doing? He'd be like, ah, little bitch, you stabbed me.
You can't.
Me reacting to a stab don't make me a bitch.
That's not like pinching somebody.
Right.
Nigga, you drew blood.
This was a new shirt, and now it has a blood stain on it, because you thought it was funny.
Well, now you got to stab me on this side, so I'm even
this side. You made a jersey?
Come on, man, come on. Do the same way. Just do the same way.
Yeah. Not too hard. Just like, ataka.
Turn around, let me even that up for you. like it's a hairline. Come on, let me get you the same side.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the new and improved Wording Is Hard. We have a phenomenal guest. He's an actor. He's a comedian. He has history in advertising and corporate and sales and just he does it all. He does it all. Ladies and gentlemen, because we're going to get more into it. If I stayed here and did all his accolades, we'd be here all day. That would be the whole episode. But I'm just going to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, my good friend, Mr. Tone Bell.
Thank you. Thank
bam,
you.
Bam, bam,
thank
bam.
You. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Hey, it's good to finally. I've been trying to get Tone on this show. I've been trying to get Tone on the show for about 3 months now, guys. I just want to throw that out there.
That's true. You have the extent of the olive branch.
Yes.
It's a long branch.
Billie Holiday.
That's true.
Commercials. In crowd.
Sylvie's Love came out. Still been hitting the stage.
Yeah, you've been pretty busy. You've been consistent.
I've been busy, baby.
I would call Tone. I'd be like, yo, man, you want to hop on Zoom? And he was like, I got to do this press for this movie.
Now, don't you start these to hear more lies this early.
But there's no time limit on the lies, baby. The lies just come. I don't plan them. The lies just come. Like these are just regular lies.
They're just so organic.
Yeah. You can't force it on them. You gotta just slide a lie in with regular conversation.
And you're so good at it.
I've been doing it for a while.
You're so good at it. Let me tell you something. I had to yell at you. Am I not a homie? Can I not Zoom?
Okay, first of all, here's the thing.
I had to slide in his DMs.
I saw Tone.
I have his number.
Doing all of this stuff.
He don't have time.
When Tone first moved out, we were cool, right? And then Tone, just out of the stratosphere.
I just say, give me the opportunity to reject it.
I don't like no's. That's what it is. You know, I have positioned my life in such a way that I try to take as little no's as possible. Okay, so if I think that this might lead to a no, I'm gonna wait.
This is out here offer you to be on the show. You ain't probably got time to do the show tomorrow, dude. He just go ahead and say no for you. You don't have time for this, right?
That's a soft no. That's a hard nose. That feel like a punch to the stomach. Maybe like, oh yeah, I got to do this. I figured this much. So I just, whenever you got time, just circle back around with me.
He throw the cancellation out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You probably seem like you be busy on Wednesday, so I'm not even gonna ask you about the show. But if you all happen to be free, you know, let me know.
I just put it out there. All right, so this is the show. This is Wording Is Hard, and you are actually doing the second season of it where we have actually switched up.
Okay.
So before we just had words and we would try to pronounce the words correctly and guess the definition. Now it has evolved. Now we have words, we have grammar, we have a lot of stuff.
Okay.
So much, in fact, I don't even know it all because I didn't do this before. I wouldn't have created more to make me look bad.
Okay,
all
right.
I'm
also very comfortable not looking as smart as that may seem.
Okay, because the glasses and the gap made it seem like you just knew it all.
Man.
But now you close the glasses. I mean, close the gap up. Not wearing glasses.
I told you just temporary.
Yeah, you told me that, but temporarily means like you could take it out. You haven't taken it out. I think you like the new look.
It was like it's a permanent temp.
That's what I was.
It's like a henna tattoo.
That was subs in St. Louis. You were a permanent temp. Like, in St. Louis, I taught seventh grade science for 3 years. I didn't have a degree. I just was teaching it because I had enough credits to be validated.
Well, that's what I taught. They were like, man, you good.
Yeah. That was another job. They're like, You too handsome for
these kids. We need a black male. Yeah, we need a black male. It don't matter. Let me
that
see.
Was a thing.
Did you graduate? Yep. Yeah. All right. You good?
You good. You good. Especially well, I did marketing. Yeah, you can teach science. You just going through the book. You're just going through the book. They bent a lot of rules for me. But I did it. I did the best of my ability. So, this is Maya. She is the teacher. She's going to keep us on track with everything.
Maya's a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, Maya.
She said, this is the new shirt for the new season.
Oh, this because I did always notice the shirt.
Yeah, she always had the flannel on, and now she's like the cool teacher, like letting it fall off.
So are you going to a different episode? Or this is the shirt for the season?
For the season.
Okay, yeah. I like it. College are the glasses the same?
The glasses are the same.
No, something, we got, you know, consistency. I like
it. Yeah, we tried to do it like that. Yeah. She changed shirts once throughout that midway of the season, and then that shirt stayed the same, so she'll have this one probably for midway of the season.
Okay, I like it.
Round one.
All right. Let's get into round one. You ready?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to go first, and then you can just follow my lead. Now, because the format has switched, I don't know all the things. So if ever you need more information...
That's a great thing for a host to say.
I'm just going
to
be real with you.
Okay.
If ever you need more information, you can ask Maya for more clarification.
Okay.
I probably will do it throughout the show, or Tony will yell from off camera to tell me, because this is new.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go. My first question is, pronounce this word. It is OEILLADE. Whoo!
I should have brought a towel.
OEILLADE. I don't know why I stressed it out like that. We all have a process.
Yours is in song?
Music makes you comfortable. Okay, I got laid, all right? Now we just...
We're in high school, college?
Hey, man, now you're in my personal business.
I'm sorry. Tahir's probably 12.
13, when I lost it.
Tahir, giving that dick at 13.
I was. It wasn't quality dick at 13, I'll be honest with you guys. It was 13-year-old penis. I didn't know what I was doing. It was a mess, I'll be honest with you.
The internal struggle is amazing.
Oilade.
No.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. What is it, eolate?
No, the L is not pronounced. It's Uyad.
It's what again?
Uyad.
It's two L's there. Both of them niggas took the day off.
Oh, you didn't go with the double L Y. Say it one more time.
Uyad.
The double L went to the Y. Like in...
Give me another example.
Brianna. Look, man, you ain't never seen Brianna with two L's?
Shut up, talk to me. You know you ain't gonna get no work after this, right? Somebody gonna be considering you for a role. They be like, wait, this
motherfucker. Don't be mad because I know a Brianna with two L's.
They gonna be like, wait, I thought you said Tom was great for this. Yeah, he is, but he can't read.
Nope.
You said Brianna. That's what they gonna remember.
Brianna, I know a Brianna with two L's.
No, you don't.
I know a Brianna with two L's.
Oyeade.
Uyad.
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 That is just dumb. While the coach was giving advice in the huddle, the quarterback noticed the Uyad from the center, and he knew he would be okay.
I'm going to ask for that one more time.
While the coach was giving advice in the huddle, the quarterback noticed an Uyad from the center and knew he would be okay. Quarterback noticed the oil. So we in a huddle.
See, now we in the contest. Right?
We in a huddle. Coach is talking. Boom. And I look up and I see an oil from the center. Wait, now is this the center of the huddle or the center, like the position of the player?
The position. The player.
Okay.
We're not even worried about. We worried about the wrong
word. I'm trying to see where they're coming from, because like I didn't know if he was like from the center of the field. He noticed the oil. That might just be like he noticed the, like a symbol, a beacon of light, or you know what I'm saying. But the center, if the oil came from the center might have just been like, we got this, and winked. And
how would he do it?
We got this. And then he winked. And he was like, oh, that's a different type of sign. I wasn't ready.
Oyad.
I am going to go with I want to say a gun because
gun?
You know, you remember
like as a firearm?
Remember the last Boy Scout when the dude pulled the gun out, he's running, he's like, oh, we gonna get this test down. But that might be too dark. So I'm gonna go with
I didn't notice it all yet from the center.
That's a sign of confidence.
I'm uncomfortable with that guess. I'm very comfortable with that guess. That's I'm very proud of you for saying that.
Shut up.
With you. I am. I'm
feel
not
like
even
you know what it is. And that is that.
No, that's not that's correct not what
it
here.
Is. Okay, what is it?
An amorous glance.
An amorous.
So he was flirting with him.
Mm-hmm.
That why did he think he was gonna be okay from a flirt? You know what?
Because the center is supposed to protect him, and if he likes him, he's gonna protect him.
That's actually a great response to that. I have nothing to. Sure, turn Tom. So you pull up, like you want to pull that first card from underneath your name and just put that on top so you have to block the rest of your card. There you go, like that.
Like this? Here we go.
That was Oyad.
Pronounce this word. Oh boy, here we go. Sorry, Mom.
Spell it out for the people.
Okay. I saw you just 10 minutes ago. You know, I'm leaving.
Don't, Tom. We need you here.
Pronounce this word. You going? You need to fuck out of here, Tahir. Go. You know what? How was it look? Or let me just look at you. Oyad Lee.
I don't get that sense from you. You're not gonna protect me.
I haven't had time to rehearse. Cognoscente.
That's a lot of letters. That's a lot of word on that card.
Is that just cognizant?
No.
Because I was just throwing it out there, I'm gonna guess for real.
Okay. No, that was your guess.
That was not my guess.
You said, is that, and you looked at her when you said it.
But you see, I threw it away.
I did. That was you trying to play it safe.
I wasn't trying to play it safe.
You didn't buckle down. You didn't believe it. Nope. You can flip it over and try to get the answer. You get 2 points. You can try to salvage this.
Well, do you want the correct pronunciation?
Oh, he needs it.
No, I was gonna.
No.
Well, what do you think it is? Before I give you the correct one. You don't get the point, but what do you think?
See, you didn't know. You didn't know. Actors are professional liars. That's all he's doing right now. He's acting like he knows.
Cognoscente.
So you... No.
It's not Italian either?
No, it's cognoscente.
Oh, he's from all around the world. He's not American. He's not... He's not just regular American words. I don't know.
Say it one more time.
Teach.
Cognoscente.
Cognoscente.
It's probably from that same root word.
Mm. Yeah. But it's just not the one that you said. But it might be from the same one, but it's just not.
It's neither of the things you said.
Cognoscente? Cognoscente. 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 Okay. Liz Cognoscente. Cognoscente.
There you go.
Liz Gowen is, in fact, a film word royal. Her grandfather was the Hollywood kingpin Samuel Goldwyn, not to mention a fashion world darling and an art world cognoscente. Cognoscente. I'm going to say it's like a aficionado type.
Yes.
Like well versed and respected.
Yes, well versed. Okay. There you go. I'll give you that.
There you go. That's what I would have went with too. I would have went with well versed and dignified in that.
Is that what you?
I would have went with was it word for aficionado?
Aficionado.
Yeah, I would have messed that up probably the first time, so I wouldn't have went with that. But I would have went with well versed. The way it was set up, they kind of gave it to you.
Yeah. Oh no. I was. Yeah. I got.
I don't like when they do that. No, I don't like when they just give you a free one, yeah. And then I got to sit up here and just you know.
But see now, I think. As a guest, I would have liked to known that these words from everywhere. New season, I didn't know if the rules had changed.
Mm.
So, for the next, you know, do that for them.
Okay, gotcha. We're not doing that. You watch the show. You know what the fuck going on.
No, we don't.
English has words from everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm just taking a beating.
Hey, man, I mean, you'll be fine.
That's all right.
You got this. Right. I'm going to go on to my next card.
Round 2.
What's up, people? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. And guys, it's been one hell of a year. Personally, I feel like I've aged 12 years in the last 12 months. But let me tell you something. Let me show you something, okay? Look at this. This is why it don't matter, okay? This is why it doesn't matter. It's time to snap out of it. It's springtime, and it's time to get sprung with Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. All right, now Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. What could be easier than that, people? Nothing. Look, you see where it is? Sitting at my desk. It means it's time for business. Easy access. The process is super simple, okay? You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part is, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem at all. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable, and Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so they're cheaper than a pharmacy. You're welcome. So if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And I got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code WORDING, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, at checkout. Just pay $5 for shipping. That's right, just $5 for the shipping. That's BlueChew.com with the promo code WORDING, W-O-R-D-I-N-G, to receive your first month for free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. Whew. Let me take the shirt off.
Round two.
And this is where it switches up at. All right. So the old show used to be just that. Right?
Okay, okay.
And now we got shit like this. Okay. Which of these sentences is correct?
Oh.
A, on January 6th, rioters stormed the Capitol. Capitol C-A-P-I-T-A-L.
Ooh.
B, on January 6th, rioters stormed the Capitol. With capital C-A-P-I-T-O-L. All right? So, which one is it? Ha! Tone, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'm... Because I saw the post. That's the only reason I know, because I saw the post and people were like, woo! Capital really fucking y'all up with these posts. But I don't remember. I don't remember now. Okay. Capital.
I'm still kind of, I'm still 50-50. And it's only
when
two
you
quick,
see it, you when, be like, I don't know.
I think if I was just spelling on my own, I would have it. And yeah. I still might be wrong. But.
Yeah. Okay. Is he
Oliver. Right? It's rough, ain't it?
Yeah. Was that a growl? That was the first time I heard him make noise.
He was doing how you feel inside.
Yeah. I get it. Okay, let's go with. We're gonna go with capital.
Which? A or B?
Let's go with...
And you was a teacher.
Hey, man. Science is different. All right. I just needed to know about inertia and clouds.
You just doing hypotheses?
Photosynthesis.
You doing photosynthesis for 10 months?
I was finding cardboard boxes for them to do the science fair projects. That's what I was. That was the core. The basis of what I was doing. All right, this is easy. Capital, T-A-L, A.
No.
It's not the right one. Hold on, I wasn't finished. It's not the right one, it's T-O-L.
No.
Okay, you got me already? Cool. All right. What is the difference between capital,
T-A-L, and y'all doubling down on this?
And capital, T-O-L.
So he was wrong?
He was wrong.
All right.
And he tried to save it, but I caught him.
Came in loud with that one. You don't exert that much effort on a lot of things, so the fact that you came in that loud.
It's the O?
It's the O, yeah, with an O.
Oh, my.
The difference between capital C-A-P-I-T-A-L and capital C-A-P-I-T-O-L. Capitol, with the O-L, is the building, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the Capitol.
You say them exactly.
T-A-L. Man, just let me live my life right now.
You right.
It's like a capital letter.
That's correct.
1 point, though. I'm on board, coach.
Welcome to the club.
I hope you don't get it right.
Oh, man, I can't. Look, you might as well go and put these points on the board.
You might as well go and ring these up.
Which sentence is correct? A, the effects of my midterm grade were devastating. B, the effects of my midterm grade were devastating.
Now, which one, what's the difference in those two sentences?
Okay.
For the people listening.
For the people listening, mm-hmm. like I was getting to, I like to break it up a little bit too. Here.
Shut the fuck up.
So we can have... I like cognitive listeners. I was giving them a break.
I tell you, best actors are the best liars.
Where's your Oscar then? Where's your Academy Award?
It's coming. It's coming.
It's in the trunk probably.
Okay.
Which is effects is the word, okay? The effects or the effects. E-F-F-E-C-T-S or A-F-F-E-C-T-S.
Mm-hmm.
The effects of my midterm grade were devastating. The effects of my midterm grade were devastating.
I see. You see how hot he came in? Like he just knew it? He was like, oh.
I thought you was going to banter and talk a little bit to give me time to think.
Nope. I wanted to say, you came in so hot. I was like, oh, he got it.
You know what this is?
What is it?
It's because you know how to use them.
Yeah.
And then when you see him like this, you'd be like,
woo. This test all
because it's not my words. It's not my words.
No, it's not. It's not how you would use it. I would have said it completely different. Like this midterm fucked me up.
This midterm's some bullshit, wasn't it?
Yeah, that midterm fucked your boy up. I gotta do some extra credit. The stare at it, or you'd be like,
I just brought my glasses.
If I just look a little bit longer, I might be able to pull it off right here.
Now, can I ask questions on this?
I mean, I think
if you can't understand the question,
self-explanatory. But I mean, if you need some questions,
you
want some direction? Do you want direction?
I clearly want to know what the effects were. Why were they so devastating? That's going to help me decide.
No, it's not.
You don't need that to answer the question.
I don't appreciate being treated like this in this class. The hate is coming from everywhere.
You got that right.
The teacher, the students, everything.
You got that right. You got that right.
I'm going to go with the...
I wanted that role in Billie Holiday. So you're going to get all of this shit right here. I can fuck good. I fuck good on camera. You're talking...
Is it all you boiled my performance?
Yeah, that's all I took. I was like, if they had seen my cheeks.
Man, you were great in Billie Holiday. I felt good too. I just wanted
to know. Yeah, if you had seen these cheeks, baby boy. Oscar.
Golden
Globe.
I'm going to go with EF. EFF.
That's correct.
Playboy. Oh, I got to flip it over. Mm-hmm. So what? I'm still ahead.
Don't worry about that. She's going to tally it up. She's tallying it up. Let's just see what you got. Let's see if you can get this 2 point.
Oh, what's the difference between effect and effect? You can start it out with this one. Effect is as in, I'm not going to say the definition. I don't know the definition, but effect is
you come in so hot.
The EFF uh-huh. one is like, I just want to say opposite of like cause, like leaning into like cause and effect, like it has an actual effect on it. Can you use the word in the definition? But you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
You know how like
now the AFL. Which one? What's that do?
That's like almost like emotional, almost right. Something like that. It's like I taught science too.
I'm sorry, Oliver.
I thought first grade. We weren't in the shit like this. But I know how to use them. That's all that matters as an adult. Hey, don't do
that. It's part of the...
What do you think, bro? What do you think? The EFF. What's up? The EFF. What's the difference is one got an A and one got an E.
No.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearly, I was being sarcastic.
Uh-huh. He even knew it was bullshit because he's allergic to it. And I was like, fuck! This is my owner?
Like I want to say like effect is like more physical or some shit like that, but I know that's not it. But I'd like to just know because I'm tired of digging myself in this hole.
Well, so this is him passing. So you got 1 point out of the two, and now she's gonna tell us what the difference is.
So an effect is a noun. And to effect is a verb.
Yes.
So wait, which one is? AFF or EFF is a noun?
Ah, effect, EFF. That is a noun, the effects.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
effect
I can
noun?
Affect something.
It's a verb because you can
that's
change
a verb. That's an action.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the E is?
That's a noun.
The E is a noun and the A is a verb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thing.
So you getting this wrong negatively affected your score.
It's a what?
It's a noun. It's principal, it's a thing.
But you can't, look, that's like saying sometimes why, but you can't just throw, you just threw thing out there last. You always had to say person, place, thing. You have to say person, place first.
I thought it was just automatically understood once I said, once she said it's a noun. You know what a noun is. So. Go on to my next card. I'm finna win it up.
Emotionally right now.
Hey, man. Hey, brother. Hey.
Is that with E or A to hear?
I gotta go read my.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I gotta read my thing.
Round three.
One of these things is not like the other. Carpenter, YouTuber, circular, milliner. I'm gonna go with YouTuber.
No.
Excuse me, did you say yes?
No, she said.
I said no.
No, aggressively too. It was.
Sometimes she says yes in Spanish and it sounds like.
How did that affect you?
I've never said that.
Okay, I said YouTuber because I just assumed circular and milliner were dealing with some forms of like making things like measurements and things like that. I didn't think that YouTube, I mean, you make stuff on YouTube, but you also just watch stuff. Some people just watch stuff. They don't make anything.
But YouTuber, but you know what a YouTuber is.
That's a good point. I didn't even think.
You think about the platform.
Oh, then it's circular. Mm-hmm. Circular. So circular isn't a thing.
That ain't a trade.
Don't you dare right now. Okay.
Tahir, can you answer the question?
How you make money off of being circular?
Thank you. For the extra point, tell us why. Because obviously this the other ones are jobs that you do things with in circular. It's more so like my shape. So
I'm glad you said it.
That is correct to hear. A milliner is a hat maker.
A milliner is a hat maker.
Cool. Did not know that, but I do now. I'm just really hoping that you get both of these wrong right now. That would be cool.
Are we tied right now? I should take half that point.
You shouldn't take shit, Tone.
No, it was kind of, no. I didn't know what was on the other side. I forgot about the flip, so I didn't answer that.
You ain't answer shit, Tone. I got it on my own. I used my stuff. I mean, you was talking, I just happened to overhear.
Usually light-skinned people stick together more, but I get it.
I mean, yeah.
You're light-skinned as well.
That's what I was saying. All three of us should agree with this, but all this pushback.
I mean, you're the divided one.
One of these words... is not like the other. Find the odd man out. Cry. Shout. Yell. Cowl. Cowl?
Call.
Is this call? I'm going with A.
No.
No, absolutely not.
I'm going with a different answer than... I'm going with a answer of.
So you know the question on the back is going to be like why, and the fact that you got it wrong, you can't even answer the why. Just give up. Just say you're gonna pass and go, so I can go ahead and grab this point.
What is it?
The correct answer is D. Call.
It is call. Okay. Mm-hmm. It just seemed too obvious. It did seem too obvious.
Yeah, sometimes that'd be the ones.
It seemed like
you had to know what that word means. So you know what that means. I know what that one.
I've never used it. What does it mean?
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay. For extra point, tell us what call means. You did these cards?
No. I do not do that. I never know what the cards are.
I don't know what it means.
Oh.
You know what? I'm okay sometimes just sit back and learn something to hear.
The cow.
That's what? You said cow?
That's how you do it, yeah.
That's what. But I said cow, and it's call.
Mm-hmm. C-A-U-L.
Well, call. Either way, the rest of them are like screaming.
But see, had it been cow... Mm. Like I thought,
right?
Which I heard was wrong.
Yeah, you would have got it right.
I believe so, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
A caul is the membrane covering a fetus.
See, you just believe anything I tell you.
And you thought you
just believe anything I tell you.
Because this sound like caul.
I was just showing you how
cowl.
Naive
cowl.
You are. You gotta stop, Tom. You gotta be grounded more. Isn't that an actor term? Don't you be grounded more?
I want you to tell the truth more. That's what I want. That's what I want to hear.
That's not my job.
I'm very disappointed in this one. I got to be honest with you. It was sitting in my face.
It was sitting in your face. All the rest of them would.
I used the rest of these.
It's like, come on, you got.
But I thought it was too easy. So what did I say? Cry. I said A. I thought cry was. You know what? I'm okay. I learned something today.
They're all synonyms for call, except call, which is a membrane that covers a fetus.
I'm gonna go ahead and go to the next one because that's gonna stump you for a while the way she said that.
I think it stumped you as well.
What my question to be stumped by?
I think you unwrapped your brain around that so you can move on. But go ahead.
Round four. Hello, everybody. Maya here. Today I'm here to talk to you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get mouthwatering recipes and fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door, so you don't have to go to the grocery store and do any food shopping. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh recipes can be prepared in 20 minutes or less, so you don't have to spend your whole evening cooking dinner. HelloFresh also offers over 25 different recipes each week, from vegetarian and low-carb to gourmet recipes, so that you have a choice in what you are eating. It's basically like choosing from a restaurant menu without all of the costs. Also, this makes it a lot easier to stay in shape and to stay fit and to stick to whatever meal plan you promised yourself you would stick to. And we know you don't break promises to yourself. Over 4 in 5 HelloFresh customers say that HelloFresh keeps them on track with their meal plans. It's been very useful. We have the evidence to back it up. Now, I know a lot of you out there are like, I don't need this. I'm a great chef. Well, do you really feel like cooking meals all the time? Can't somebody else in your household cook a meal for you without you having to tell them exactly what to do? You, great chefs at home, deserve an evening where you can relax and have somebody else cook you a meal. Let your husband cook. Let your wife cook. Let your kids cook. You don't always have to be the one to prepare dinner. HelloFresh makes it easy. In my personal experience, I do find that it gets tedious having to cook so many meals each week. It's really nice to be able to let somebody else take over so I can sit down and relax and unwind from the day. So if you're ready to try it, go to HelloFresh.com/wording12. That's HelloFresh.com/wording12 and use promo code wording12 for 12 free meals plus shipping. That's promo code wording12 and you will get 12 free meals plus shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Round four.
Word origin, telephone. Does it come from Latin, Greek, Sanskrit?
Sanskrit.
Sanskrit, that's stupid. Or German? Telephone. 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 Okay. Let's go. Let's go with Greek.
Correct.
Fission.
Define the root word. Can I get the root word?
The root words are tele and phone.
Okay. Easy word. Watch this. So, this one, you know, she'll give you the root word. You just got to define the root word or words. In this case, it's words. So, this is how I break this down. Tele, right? This is informing. This is passing along information, right? That's what we're going to go with tele. And what was the second part of the root word?
Phone.
Okay, I'm kind of stumped on that one. So, teller is
what was up? Hold on. What was the other part of that now? Phone? All right.
Phone is.
Damn.
Phone is to call someone. That is to get a hold of someone. That is to an attempt to reach. So information by reaching someone, or passing it along, passing information along by reaching someone.
No.
Okay, cool.
Tele means distant, and phone means sound. So telephone means distant sound.
Makes sense. Because, you know, we used to play stuff on the, what's the thing, gramophone? That's the sound. That's the phone, mm-hmm. Right? And the grandma means it's close.
Mm-hmm.
So it's close sound.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what grandma means.
I mean, I knew this, so I was just... you know.
You knew it?
I was shocked.
Are you shocked? Because you knew it.
I was just want to see where you're going to go with it. But yeah, I was familiar.
All you do is lie. I'm glad this episode is airing so people see that you lie more than me.
I stretched the reality of truth.
This motherfucker. Shut up. You lie.
I never lie. I stress the reality of what may be the truth.
You wake up and you just lie. You say, I choose violence and I'm going to cause chaos today. You're an agent of chaos.
Never said it in those words. Word origin. Book. Latin, Egyptian, Greek, German. Book? I'm going to go Greek too. I'm going to go Greek.
You going to go both of them? Is it a double whammy? One is it?
I'm going to go Greek.
You're going to go Greek.
I want to go Egyptian, but...
That's too late. You said Greek.
Yeah, I know.
You said Egyptian first.
I did say... I was thinking Egyptian out loud.
Gotcha.
And I want... Something pulls me towards Egyptian, or just like... Maybe I just want Egyptian to win this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Greek feels like it could be out there too, but you know.
I was spelling wrong in hieroglyphics. Did you see it? Did you need me to do it again? This. Then a little bit of this, and then this. And they put like little lines right there to show that the head does...
You should go stand on the milk crate in the park and make some money for doing this. You look like a street performer just now. Somebody give him a bucket and some sticks.
Was he right?
No, neither one of those were right.
It's Latin, isn't it?
No.
It's not Latin? It's German?
It's old German, yes.
Really? Oof. Book is German? Word origin, German. Book. Oh, did not know that. Define a root word.
The book. Root word is buku.
Buku.
That's so crazy. I know exactly what this is. I ain't get this one. I know, Oliver. I feel it too. I feel it too, my boy. You want to phone a friend?
No. Okay. Say it again.
Buku.
Define buku. The root word buku. Words on pages in between. How far back you gonna go?
The more ridiculous your answer gets, the further back I would go. I'm imagining the casting directors at Paramount and Universal like, what is he?
Oh. I have time to research that shit. This is different. Buku. You said buku, right? Mm-hmm. Buku.
He's a lot of dope.
But that's where I want. You know, that's where I want it.
Buku bread on you. Like, yo, fuck, nigga. You know what the fuck it is, boy.
Buku chicks in there last night, yep, bro.
Bad chicks. A lot of them.
Buku.
Mm-hmm.
Written word and written text inside of on pages and shit. What
no. It's their word for beach. Like beechwood. The tree.
You know what? I don't know how you would even got that one. Actually, I do. You did just what you just did. You wouldn't have got that one. But that's not your fault.
I'd like to learn something real quick. Teach, could you say that again?
It's a beach, like the tree.
Okay.
Beechwood tree.
Interesting.
So, Tone, what you did was define what a book is. And what we're looking for is the original term that book came from. Like its parent term.
So when it said define the root, and she gave you the root, that's what you were supposed to be defining. You just went with book.
I did, because if that's the root word of what it was, I see what y'all saying now.
Yeah.
I see what y'all saying now, but I don't think I was given the right direction on
I think you did. I think you were giving it to it. Because like if I said.
Don't touch me on the...
If I said...
You're going to be like, y'all going to stab me in the arm. That's what you was trying to do.
If I said, define the root word of ratchet from what hip-hop has taken it to what it really was, then you would say what? A ratchet is a what?
A tool.
Boom, right? But nowadays, ratchet is what? Someone with loose behavior, wild
tendencies.
Can you
use a not real word, like a thought?
No.
not even
as
a real
description
word.
Yeah, okay, there you go, right? So
but
that's all the card asks you to do. See, what you have a problem doing, brother, is taking accountability.
First of all, I think I said very clearly that I wanted to hear the answer, because I like to learn. And you know what, I think all those corduroy on this cap that Tahir wearing is making him kind of be an asshole. He's making him an asshole. And that's what corduroy does to people. That's what corduroy do to people.
Corduroy makes you feel like you're better than people.
That's true. And you don't get the sound because it's on your head. It's in between your thighs.
But scores can make you feel like you're better than people, too. And we'll get to that very shortly.
First of all, I like losing game shows.
That's your goal? You come in with that in mind?
I come in and be better than when I got here, okay?
Okay.
So I'm out here losing to learn.
Gotcha.
Some people don't. The L, that's not about losing.
It's a lesson. There it is.
Come on now.
I see what you did.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Because if I get everything right, the kids ain't going to really learn nothing.
That's true.
I have to get this wrong
right.
to do it for the future.
That's absolutely right. Also, you could get it right and they could learn from that too. Because you would just be saying what she's saying already.
So you actually
adding an extra step.
I want to affect them and you want to effect them.
Okay, see. You didn't learn it at all.
I think that works out.
Round 5.
I'm going to go to the next card. All right, now, is this extra credit?
No. This is not there yet? Before.
Okay. All right, here's number 4. All right. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear, your word is arcane.
Excuse me?
Your word is arcane.
Arcane. Can you use it in a sentence?
No, because you're gonna have to define it after.
Gotcha. Okay, here we go. Arcane. Here we go. How do they do it in the spelling bees? All right. A R A R K A N E.
No.
A R K A I N.
How many guesses you get?
No, he's still
A R C C A N E.
That one was right, but you didn't get the point.
Just spell that again.
A-R-C-C-A-N-E?
No.
Wait.
A-R-C-A-N-E.
Okay.
It's two R, one R.
It's one R.
A-R-C-A-N-E?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's one of them. It was so simple. Sitting there in your face. It was sitting there in your face.
What does it mean? A-R-C-A-N-E.
That flip always get me, by the way. That flip always get me. I'll be forgetting about the flip.
Arcane is, it's old. It's ancient. It's, historic. It's other synonyms for old.
To hear, this has been a word before.
On where?
On this show.
On this show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, not this show, because it's a new show.
Which means you've heard it before. You had time.
I'll keep my mouth shut
on the next time, but I think I should have said that.
Okay, you know what?
Arcane means mysterious or secret.
A secret. See, I knew that.
Why you lunge this way, though?
Trying to beat it to the finish line.
like it was about to fall off the table.
Trying to beat it to the finish line with it.
The secret.
Okay.
Fell off just right there.
You can't win them all, ladies and gentlemen, you know. Tone has proven that.
Spell the word May gives you.
Maya.
It's Y-E.
Yeah, that's how she spells it.
M-A-Y-E.
Oh.
It's like Brianna with two L's. You ain't never seen the Maya with an E? But you seen the Brianna with two L's.
I seen that, but you know what? You know what? I think this episode... I think this episode we've learned a lot. I think we need to do a spinoff from Wording is Hard to Hear More to Naming is Hard with Tone Bell. Sorry, Maya.
Tone, your word is phylum. Phylum.
Phylum?
Phylum.
Phylum. Phylum.
Oof, there's no way he's getting this one.
Nah, because phylum. Phylum? Phylum. Mm-hmm.
So many ways you can go.
Yeah, man. Right? Do you got PH? Or do you go with this F?
You go with the F? Is it FPH? I've seen those.
Phylum.
You don't want that
phylum.
One.
I'm going to go P-H-I-L-I-M. No? Nope. Real wrong.
It's P-H-Y-L-U-M.
It's another
one. L what?
L-U-M.
Phylum.
I feel like, I feel like the rules are different for me.
See,
Because if clearly rewind that real quick. Rewind that, and you go because you're gonna hear phylum, not phylum. Do I have a flip it over?
There you go.
What does it mean, phylum?
Filing papers over there.
Well, that. You ain't filing yet.
Well, filing papers over there.
What does it mean?
It's a Dewey Decimal System. You filing books. You have to look at the spine.
You say you won't let me think.
It's the process of organizing Uno cards. File them by color. You get all the colors together and do the skips.
It's to segregate Uno cards, is what you're saying? File them. Let's see. File them. File them. Even just thinking about the spelling is like, now I got to use it.
You know
it.
If you got the spelling that wrong, you know the definition don't stand a fucking chance.
You know it don't stand a chance.
With your first mind tone. That's what shit it is.
That's the problem, is ain't nothing in there. It ain't nothing swimming around. There's no idea swimming around. The shit's empty.
I've been there.
You like P-H-Y-L-U.
The L-U-M. The brain keep reaching for stuff. Everybody that works in the brain just starts closing up the drawers like, ain't nothing. See.
Shit. I'm at the passengers because now I just want to know.
You're officially passing?
I don't want to pass, but filing is getting me. That L-U-M. Yeah, I'm passing.
Okay. Do you hear you want to take it?
Girl, no. Girl, boo.
I'm going to put my lack of knowledge out here again.
That ain't my question. That's all the reason why.
We can take, if you pass.
No, she just,
okay.
Sometimes I be knowing. Sometimes
another rule that, you know, I had to ask for at the end of the game, but, you know.
So it's a taxonomic rank.
Taxonomic?
Yeah, so when you have, when a species, for example, any sort of organism has a rank of exactly what it's called. So we're humans, so we're Homo sapiens, that's genus and species, but you keep going back, phylum comes right under kingdom.
So there is a system of ordering, even
exactly.
With this term. Okay.
So kingdom, phylum.
Phylum.
That's
you're trying.
No.
I didn't guess that. I'm just saying, giving you credit for your little shitty Uno joke. That was very funny, by the way. But there's like a system of ordering, and so that's what I was saying.
I knew it.
You knew what?
The definition.
Of the word we were just talking about?
Yeah, that's why I did the joke like that. I set it up. Thank you. I feel like this one has been on Word and It's Hard, too. I could be wrong, but I kind of feel like it did. So, I didn't know it, though.
You didn't know it?
I don't.
I did like the Uno card
shit. I be forgetting shit a lot of times. As soon as they yell cut, I forget all the words that I just learned.
Clearly.
All right. Well, you know what?
I think you proved that today.
Well,
there's no need to do that.
But literally, we just have proof. The whole episode is you not remembering.
Wait, that's it.
That's okay.
We have extra credit. And Tone, you can still win this.
Nice. All right.
Extra credit.
Okay, so on the extra credit, we both have these very strongly worded sentences. And we have 10 seconds to complete the sentence as correct as possible. That means like as little errors as possible. Now you can get 2 points. You can get points for, you know, not mess up any words.
Okay.
And then you can also get an additional points for doing another 10 seconds.
Now do you stop if you mess up or
just power through.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I mean, if you don't do it in 10 seconds, if you still do it correctly, you still can get the points for doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'm going to let you pull first, and whatever card you don't pull is one I'll take, and then I'll go first. And Maya's going to keep the time for us.
And I can't look at it yet, though.
No. Okay. What do you think this is?
I'm just, hey, man.
No.
I think this is wording is hard where the rules come at you real slow.
You ready, Maya?
Let me know when.
Let me make sure it's on the right side. Okay, we're right. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Generally, by the time you are real, most of your hair has been loved off, and your eyes drop out, and you get loose in the joints, and they're very shabby. But these things don't matter at all, because once you are real, you can't be ugly, except to people who don't understand. Marjorie Williams, Velveteen Rabbit.
You read it well, but you took too much time.
That's okay. I'll take the well reading.
That's okay. I'll take the well reading.
I'll take the well reading.
To hear you got one of those 2 points.
Look at you. That is amazing. Maya, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Next one on the right side. I saw you do that earlier. Okay. That was worth it. You ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. Charles Dickens, A Tale of Two Cities.
That was a good effort, Tone. But you messed up and you did it over time.
You know what it is? It's the deadpan for me. It's the deadpan trash talking she gives you. It's thing.
It's very much like a teacher, right?
It's things.
Like a, it's like a teacher's like, if you apply yourself, you could do this, but you don't. I want to play all
I even like this setup for real classroom. The teacher should be in the back because it really stings coming, wafting over you. wafting over you. It does something to you. Because you can't see it, but you definitely feel it.
You feel it.
You feel every
part of it. You feel every part of it. Okay, Maya has tallied up the scores, and she's going to let us know who the winner is of this episode. Maya?
To hear you won.
Well, I mean, you know. Thank you, Maya.
You know what? I don't respect the winner. Thank you, Maya. I do appreciate it. I don't respect the win. You know why? Yeah. It's because I don't think he won. I don't think he just didn't lose. That's all.
Is that not but a win?
No.
So what did you do? You just didn't win?
I didn't win by default. That's all that happened.
Because I won?
Because of the rules. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, this has been a fun episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I want to thank my amazing guest, Mr. Tone Bell, for pulling up for all. Tone, they know a lot of things that you got going on, but you want to remind them of
I think my sentence was longer.
I mean, they definitely get long. At one point, the sentence was like one line long, and then they just evolved into this. I had one that was front and back. There was no way I could do it in 10 seconds.
We need to work on these rules. I'll be popping in on Black Lady Sketch Show when it comes back to season 2.
And that's all the time that we have. Thank you guys so much for watching another episode of Word in His Heart. We'll see you next week. Thought you was just going to get all that shit off and you lost? This boy wild as sidewalk grass.
2 luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, 2 luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's 2 luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.